This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, in the presence of many world leaders, Prime Minister Modi said in AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow. He stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Mr. Modi said, the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said, AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful. Mr. Modi said, India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly. He said, India is the center of the world's largest tech pool.
Yeh summit jis Bharat mein ho rahi hai, wo Bharat 1/6 ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी को रिप्रेजेंट करता है. भारत दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी का देश है, सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है, सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है. भारत नई टेक्नोलॉजी बनाता भी है और उसे अभूतपूर्व तेजी से अपनाता भी है. इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said, India built something that no other country in the world has built. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a series of bilateral meetings with the world leaders on the sidelines of ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Prime Minister Modi also held bilateral meetings with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also met the President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meeting with his counterpart from the Hellenic Republic Kyriakos Mitsotakis. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that both France and India want to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, President Macron said that a few days ago, India confirmed its willingness to command a new bunch of 114 Rafale aircraft and to co-produce them. He added that Make in India will be core in this new command. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India AI Impact Summit 2026 poises India for leadership in the new era, building upon the milestones achieved under the government. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Shah said that the summit is India's promise to the world to fuel the journey of progress of humankind through its endless power of innovation and democracy. He added that India's AI vision manner put forth by Prime Minister Modi at the summit sets humanity's direction towards a foolproof future. Mr. Shah underlined that with the principles of manner, mortality, accountability, national data sovereignty, accessibility and valid systems, the world is ready for next civilizational leap. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Afghanistan defeated Canada by 82 runs in a Group D match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. After being invited to bat first, Afghanistan scored 200 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Canada managed to score only 118 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.